Moshet, Albina newspaper, news of the day with Marcel Kandil. The Russian and American presidents establish a framework for Ukrainian resolution and consult on key issues. Netanyahu resumes genocide in Gaza with Trump's backing, 350 women and children martyred. Yemen strikes Nevatim air base. Al-Houthi, we are escalating to the highest levels, the political editor wrote. Russian President Vladimir Putin and US President Donald Trump have outlined a framework for resolving the Ukrainian crisis during a lengthy phone call. According to information released by the Kremlin, the conversation clarified the key principles necessary for launching negotiations in Saudi Arabia, as previously agreed. Moscow have successfully reclaimed the entire Kursk region, previously breached by Ukrainian forces with US support last summer, now acts from a position of victory. Washington acknowledges this Russian triumph and urges Kiev to approach the situation pragmatically. Russian sources also indicate that the two leaders agreed to consult on all international issues, enhance bilateral relations, curb the arms race, and revive agreements on nuclear de-escalation. Regarding regional matters, Russian reports highlight Saudi Arabia's pivotal role in regional solutions, particularly concerning the Palestinian issue and the potential of Saudi-Iranian cooperation in reducing tensions, as well as the necessity of a negotiated resolution to the Iranian nuclear file. In the region, people awoke to a renewed campaign of genocide launched by Benjamin Netanyahu at dawn, resuming the war on Gaza that had paused 2 months ago. U.S. and Israeli statements framed this war as a continuation of Trump's campaign against Yemen, with the aim of using intensified killing and destruction to impose new conditions on the resistance in Gaza and weaken Yemen's ability to support it, especially after Lebanon and Iraq were effectively removed from the equation and the situation in Syria shifted. By the end of the first day of the genocide campaign, the massacres had claimed approximately 450 lives, including 350 women and children. Meanwhile, massive protests erupted across Western cities demanding an end to the genocide and expressing solidarity with the Palestinian people and the resistance in Gaza. While initial signals of protest emerge in some Arab cities, they are expected to grow significantly by Friday, which is anticipated to witness a large-scale global and Arab mobilization in support of Gaza. Yemen continued its operations in the Red Sea, targeting U.S. naval vessels. In response to the resumed genocide in Gaza, Yemeni forces launched hypersonic missiles at Nevatim Air Base in the Negev. Air raid sirens blared across southern occupied Palestine, sending thousands of settlers rushing to bomb shelters. The leader of Ansarullah declared, "We affirm that we are escalating to the highest levels and will do everything in our power against the Israeli enemy."